is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Modern Transportation World. We're about to speak with Jerry Papazian, who's the general manager at Hunter Communications. Welcome to Modern Transportation World.
Thank you.
We're mainly going to talk about your work in the poster campaign that's going to be accompanying the launch of the Orange Line here in Los Angeles. What can you tell us about that project?
Well, prior to the opening of both the Red Line and the Green Line, Metro produced a kind of a fun map of the line to kind of increase the awareness of the incoming light rail system. And for the Orange Line system, we at Hunter Communications kind of stepped up and decided to do it for Metro. I think they had other things to do with it this time, and we decided to kind of organize it for them along the same model.
Okay, what's this poster going to be exactly?
It's a map of the, in this case, of the San Fernando Valley and the Orange Line, in kind of a fun, creative map with logos and not a precise map of the valley, but of where the Orange Line will go, the stations, and kind of fun things in the valley that both historical that will just show kind of where the Orange Line goes in context with the rest of the San Fernando Valley.
Has it already been drawn and produced?
It's being drawn and produced as we speak.
And are there commercial opportunities for people who want to sponsor it and get themselves a lot of exposure?
There are indeed. There are sponsorship opportunities to get one's location and logo on the map. We have a few spots left on the map, and those who are interested can contact us. We only have about probably another week to do so.
Okay. How can people who want to do that and get themselves on this historical document contact you?
They can call me, probably the best way at this point, Jerry Papazian at 310-378-1410.
Okay. How big is this poster going to be?
It's 24 by 36 inches.
Okay. And is it going to be suitable for framing?
It is indeed, yes. It's quite a colorful memento of the Orange Line opening. The previous two, the Red Line and the Green Line maps, didn't sell out. They were gone immediately, and they're actually very hard to find right now. They were very, very popular at those openings, and we anticipate the Orange Line poster will be the same.
Do you know how many the first printing is going to be?
We're anticipating at least 30,000.
Okay, and how are you going to distribute it? And how can people who either don't have $1,500 or don't own a business or but would like to get one of these, how can they do that? Or if they want to get involved in distributing them, how can they do that?
Each of the sponsors will have a large number of posters available to pass out. And I know one of the sponsors, for example, is the Sherman Oaks Galleria.
Right.
And they're going to be passing them out at the Sherman Oaks Street Fair.
Right.
And I believe at their at the gallery itself prior to the opening.
Will they be available at the stations?
Probably not at the stations. No, but each of the sponsors will have quite a few, and we'll be publicizing where they will be available when we know exactly where they're going to be available.
Okay, and what as of now is the timetable? Last time I interviewed Roger Dames, who's in charge of this project, he said around Halloween that the line would start running. What's your guess?
My understanding is that the grand opening of the Orange Line will be October 29th.
Okay, well,
just press release has gone out to that effect.
Just in time for people to ride it to their Halloween destinations.
There you go. And we anticipate that the map will be available probably about a week ahead of time.
Okay, so around the middle of October or so.
Correct.
And again, when's the deadline for people who want to or companies that want to get themselves onto the map?
Today is the 14th of September. I'd say the 20th of September is the very last day.
Okay, so sort of about next Tuesday or so.
1 week from, yes.
And again, if people want to get involved in that way, how can they get in touch with you?
They can contact me, telephone 310-378-1410.
Okay. Anything else you think people ought to know about this poster?
No, we're just trying to make this kind of a fun, more of a keepsake map as well. Also have some historical things, the Los Angeles River, bikeways, just something that's kind of to make someone proud of being a Valleyite.
Is it going to be available online in any form, or just on paper? if people want to take a, be able to look at it later, you're going to scan it and put it online?
I anticipate that we will once we once they're all distributed, yes.
But for now, if people want them, they need to get them on paper.
That's right.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Oh, tell us just a little bit, if you want, about Hunter Communications and its relationship to this project.
Hunter Communications is a part of the Economic Alliance of the San Fernando Valley.
Right.
And is a member of the Orange Line Committee, and we kind of stepped up and volunteered to coordinate this project for Metro, really, who had done it in the past. And the principals of Hunter Communication are long-time Valley residents, and thought this would be a good, fun project to give back to the community.
Okay, you want to say anything about other clients that you have who might want to be well-known?
We have a lot of clients in the San Fernando, including the Economic Alliance, the Sherman Oaks Galleria, and Douglas Emmett.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what was the last one?
Douglas Emmett.
What is that?
It's one of the, if not the largest owner of office buildings in Los Angeles County.
Okay, good. All right, well, thanks very much for talking to us today on Utopia Media's Modern Transportation World.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.